In this bulletin, Victoria dismisses calls to reopen early despite a sharp decline in cases. England braces for potential nationwide lockdown as cases soar. And in cycling today, Pogacar makes history by winning the Tour de France. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. New coronavirus cases in Victoria have fallen to their lowest levels since the start of the second wave. The state recorded just 14 new infections yesterday and 5 deaths. The 14 cases pushed Metropolitan Melbourne's 14-day average down to 36.2, well below the target of 50 to lift some restrictions later this month. However, Premier Daniel Andrews is warning against opening up too early.
There, of course, will always be debates about timing and whether we're on schedule, ahead of schedule, all of those things. We'll do it in a safe and steady way. There's no good opening up too early. There is no good letting our frustration get the better of us, because all that will mean is that everything Metropolitan Melbourne has given, everything that everyone has done to produce these low but still not low enough numbers, will count for nothing. Because we'll be open, yes, but not open for very long.
Victoria's live music industry will receive government grants in a $13 million support package. The state's arts minister, Martin Foley, says the government wants to ensure the sector survives the pandemic and venues can reopen with COVID-safe plans in place.
106 live music venues in an initial tranche will receive support to keep their businesses going, from very small venues to venues of over 1,000 people.
Health authorities in New South Wales are urging people to sit in the back seat and wear a mask while riding in taxis. It comes after a taxi driver worked 8 days while positive with coronavirus. The driver is believed to have driven through Western Sydney suburbs Moorebank, Bankstown, Chipping Norton, Liverpool, Lidcombe, Warwick Farm and Milperra. Those who rode between September the 8th and September the 18th are being urged to monitor for symptoms. New South Wales recorded one death and 2 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. Policy Analysis Centre, the Australia Institute and 40 prominent Australians have launched a campaign urging Treasurer Josh Frydenberg to rethink planned tax cuts. Mr. Frydenberg is considering bringing forward personal income tax cuts as part of new budget measures on the 6th of October. But the group, which includes 2 former Reserve Bank officials and a former Liberal Party leader, say the policy will not benefit the economy. Research by the Australia Institute shows the cuts will benefit high income earners most, who are more likely to save than spend the money, and benefit men more than women. In Belarus, protesters are keeping up the pressure on President Alexander Lukashenko with mass rallies. More than 100,000 people have marched through Minsk on the 6th straight weekend of protests against the president, who they want to step down. Many were decked out in red and white opposition colours, chanting "Go away," while riot police patrolled with water cannons. Many demonstrators were dragged away from the crowd by security forces. Meanwhile, the data of 1,000 police officers have been leaked. Hackers say it's in retaliation for a crackdown in which thousands of people have been detained, many complaining of beatings and torture in jail. In cycling today, Pogacar has made history as the first Slovenian to win the Tour de France. Pogacar is also the youngest victor since 1904, retaining the leader's yellow jersey the day before his 22nd birthday. It was a hard-fought title for the cyclist, who also earned the polka dot jersey as the Tour's top climber and the white jersey for his best young rider. Fellow Slovenian Primoz Roglic finished second despite being the favourite to win, while Australian Richie Porte claimed third place. Speaking from the winner's podium in Paris before a crowd of 5,000, Pogacar thanked his supporters.
This is incredible, standing here in Paris and on the top. I never thought of that, and it's been an amazing 3-week adventure. I have to thank to everyone who was involved in all the preparations, all the hard work. In the team, in my family, everyone outside that supported me.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, cloudy 18. Adelaide, a shower or 2 and windy 19. Melbourne, showers easing 20. Hobart, a shower or 2, 21. Canberra, showers with a possible storm 24. Wollongong, sunny with a late shower 29. Sydney, possible late showers 30 degrees. Newcastle, possible showers 30 again. Brisbane, mostly sunny 29. Cairns, similar conditions 30. And Darwin, partly cloudy 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.